We gather again this morning to offer our prayers, our words, our thoughts, our feelings, our concerns, our yearning. We want to express that which burst within us, our joy, our thankfulness for new life, our family, our friends, for food and shelter. But as we do, the pictures that swell up are those of the homeless, the starving, the mutilated, the killed, the images of devastation and destruction in Japan, and wars in Libya. These are the images that flood our television screens and remind us that we gather as a family, that we are part of this vulnerable community, those facing chaos and loss, those who are worried and anxious. And we gather again and again and again. It is our persistence that sustains and compels us on our Lenten journey. And so we cry out, we come with gratitude for the abundance of our living in this part of the planet, where the scarcity we face, the hardships, the dictatorships, the struggle, and the death are all paled by those in many parts of the world. So we cannot sit here comfortably in our pews. We cannot, because we remember. We remember that we are beckoned by the one who, in our Christian story, knew what it was meant, what it was like to live with those who claimed righteousness and self-satisfaction and privilege in the midst of poor and the hungry and the sick and the wounded. And yet he resisted. His tempters were many. His tempters persisted, but he was even more persistent and steadfast on his journey. In our journey, we are accompanied, we are not alone, and we also accompany. Some are ill, some are suffering, some are persons that we know. And we name Margaret Porteous, Pat Ashwin, Laura Terra, remembering the third anniversary of the tragic death of her son, and many others. We remember a group of prisoners, former prisoners, who are meeting on retreat at Five Oaks this weekend, seeking to find grace and peace. Some are grieving loss, some are suffering pain, some hardship. Some are unemployed and underemployed, losing confidence and self-respect, while being labeled as lazy or rebellious, as they have to rely on food banks and support systems. Yes, we gather again and again because the odds that against us in changing the system in the midst of the present political environment of power of the few over the power of the many, the odds are daunting. But we come. And many will advise that such action is dangerous. And again, we remember riding on a donkey was not safe. Neither is protesting without armored vehicles. And yet we come and we pray. And let us pray with the church in Myanmar and Thailand, saying together, God, the fountain of love, power and justice, who cares particularly for the least, those suffering the most, and the poorest among us, may we be guided by your wisdom so that we see the human predicament for what it is. Give us courage and obedience so that we may follow you completely and bear witness in Jesus Christ, our hope. We come, we yearn, we persist, and we pray for the presence of mercy and justice and compassion in which we live and move and have our being. Amen.